You have a Bible tonight, you'll find our text in Matthew's Gospel. Matthew's Gospel. We thank the Lord for His presence here tonight. And appreciate His glory tonight. We began here this morning preaching on a little phrase that appears 38 times in the Bible. It is the little phrase, in the midst. In the midst. I am fascinated by the definition of this statement, but I am much more fascinated by the times and the places where God would stick this little phrase. The little phrase has the idea of the center point, the vocal point, the place of authority. It has the idea of the control center. Everything flowing out of here, everything flowing in here. The little word has the idea of preempt. He preempts everything. He's more important than anything you'll ever do or ever think about. Anything you got planned tomorrow, he's more important than anything you got planned. He wants to preempt everything. He wants the center place. Old Jerry Falwell, years ago, I don't chide him for it. He had them little buttons, give God first place in your life. I don't believe a word of it. God ain't never wanted first place in your life. Never has he wanted first place in your life. He wants all the places. If he can't have them all, he don't want none of them. He wants the center place. He wants everything to revolve around him. It is a must. This morning we looked at the God boy, Jesus, when he was 12 years old, and found him in the midst of the temple, talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, men who knew the Old Testament back and forth, brought some thoughts on the teaching authority of Christ. Christ in the middle of our intaking. He must be in the middle of everything we take in. I want to go to another time tonight. This little phrase is mentioned, Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 18. I'd like to read verses 18 through 20 tonight. And if you'll notice, these are red letters, not Tom's words, not Matthew's words. It's Jesus' words. I'd like to take this little text tonight and preach on the gathering authority of Christ. Christ in the midst of our undertaking. You better not undertake to do anything unless he's in the middle. From buying a $300,000 home to parking your car at Walmart. You better make sure he's in the middle of it. He says in our text in verse 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on the earth as touching anything, they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Extremely interesting verse 20. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there. Could I add this, it's the only place. He says, there am I in the midst of them. Gathering authority, Christ in the middle of our undertaking. I was wondering tonight, is Christ the center point of all that you're undertaking to do? See, the preempt, center point, the control center, everything flowing out of him, everything flowing back to him. Is he in the midst of your life? I tell you what, if he's not in the midst of your life, young person, you shall write books to come in the days to come about the messes that you made with your life. If he's not the center point. Some of you have two or three marriages under your belt before you know it. If he's not the center point. The gathering authority of Christ. I was interested in this little phrase in verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together. The little phrase defined is to center around one object. to assemble together around one object, to complete assembly of like-minded people. I was thinking about the first time this word was mentioned, the law of first mention in Genesis. God said, let the waters, plural, be gathered together. He got all the drops together. You know, one drop by itself is worthless. It might cool your tongue for a moment, but if you was to get all the drops together, wow, you've got an ocean gathered together. I was thinking about this thing of being gathered together. When I pastored there in Athens, when I first went there, they had a business meeting the last Wednesday night of every month. I hadn't been there long. To their dismay, I quit that. I just would close in prayer on the last Wednesday night, and we wouldn't have. What was we going to vote on, the color of the toilet paper? There's an old gal there in the church, God rest her soul, she's dead now. But I'd watch her on the last Wednesday night, she's counting people. She wanted to make sure we had a quorum so we could vote. You had to have 75% of the voting members present in order to vote. I love what old Matthew Henry said. He said, if you get two or three together and Christ is in the midst, he said, you got a divine quorum. He said, you can transact divine business. I don't know if you realize it or not. If you look around here tonight, we've got more than two or three here tonight. We could transact divine business. We could have heaven to become on this earth tonight if we was interested. But there is some qualifications. Don't get real excited tonight unless you're willing to meet the qualifications. I notice in the text as we unpack it tonight, the acceptance of the gathering. He says in verse number 20, there must be mentioning acceptance. He says, for where two or three are gathered together in the name of Baptists, God forbid, that won't get you nowhere. He said, you must assemble together in my name. Amen. Oh, if you want to get heaven to come to the earth, you ever get around people, they're name droppers. They'll keep dropping names of people they know. Politicians do that a lot. They love to drop names of people they know. I tell you, if you want to get into heaven tonight and get an audience with God, go to dropping names up there. There are 16 major names that are co-equal with the word Jehovah tonight. You go to dropping them names tonight. He's drawn to that tonight. He likes it. He loves it. Mentioning his name. You leave off his name, you ain't getting jack. I listen to these guys on TV praying, and they don't pray in Jesus' name. She told me they can't hear me hollering at the TV, but I hollered at the TV anyway. I holler at them, tell them, it hits you on the top of your head. Ain't going nowhere unless you go in his name. I love that, don't you? One of the greatest fights that my son has as a Navy chaplain on the board of the ship that he's on right now is praying in Jesus' name. Fights it constantly. They don't like that name. He was coming through the gallery the other day, he told me, and a Satanist stopped him in the gallery, and he told him, he said, I don't like that praying in Jesus' name you do over the intercom at night before we go to bed. He said, I want you to stop it. I love what my son told him. Nah. And kept walking. Nah. That's what we need to tell this world when they tell us to quit praying in Jesus' name. Nah. Are you listening to me tonight? Oh, if you want an audience with God, he says here, you must come in his name. Preacher, can you tell me how I can get an audience with heaven? Here it is. It's off deep. You might want to write this name. Dear Jesus or dear Father, you're in. If you're in a hurry, drop the deer. Mentioning authority. There is the mentioning of his name. But I notice in the text, not only is there a mentioning acceptance, we're talking about gathering together, being able to transact divine business tonight. Not only is there mentioning authority, but there is manifested acceptance tonight. He says in verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there. Amen. Who in the world is this? Yeah. Who is this feller? He says he calls himself, I am. Yeah. Wow. He said two or three get together, and he says, I am will come into the midst. Wow. I remember the first time that was mentioned in the scriptures was over in Exodus. Exodus asked, it's very interesting the direction we've already gone tonight. Moses asked God, show me thy glory. That's what he asked. He had already told him that his name was I Am. He put him in the cleft of a rock tonight, and he allowed him not to see his abiding presence, but he allowed him to see his manifested presence. He didn't see some great light, but he allowed his goodness to prance by Moses and let him see his goodness. I wonder how often the goodness of God comes prancing by us. And we don't acknowledge it. Huh? I was up in West Virginia a few weeks ago. We go to a church up there. It's up 5 miles up a one-lane road. It's at the top of the mountain. I've been going up there for 26 years. I never had more than 15 folks. I ain't never seen nobody come forward. They always say it's the greatest meeting they've ever had. You couldn't prove it by me. But we were on the way up that mountain, and we come around the curve, real sharp curve. It's a blind curve. And there was a young boy in a pickup truck, and he was coming right at us. And I guarantee you couldn't put a hair between my fender and his fender when he went by. I told her, I said, I don't know if you noted it or not, but the goodness of God just pranced by and let us see it. Huh? I want to acknowledge it when he passes by. I don't want to sit there like this. Awful deep. I don't want to sit there like this. Are you listening to me? I was going to Pennsylvania last week, and we was on interstate going up from Beckley on up to Pennsylvania, and I was riding along. James here tonight. I was doing 75, and I was just going right along, And out of the corner of my eye, saw a buck. Man, he had a big old rack on him, and he crisscrossed right in front of me. If I'd have been 1/10 of a second earlier, I'd have creamed him and creamed us. I told her, I said, we just had the goodness of God prance by us. Are you listening to me tonight? Huh? How often do you have the goodness of God pass by you, and you do one of these? Huh? He says, there am I in the midst tonight. Talking about the acceptance of the gathering. But I see in our text tonight the approach of the gathering. The Bible tells us if we want heaven to come here, transact divine business, it must not only be an acceptance of this gathering, but there must be an approach. He says there must be an agreeing approach. He says in verse 19, again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree. Very interesting word. It means to get a group together and play one note. Nobody playing their note. No. Just one note. Everybody on the same page, everybody playing the same note. He said, I'll come get in the middle. I was wondering tonight, not being nosy, God forbid I'd stick my nose in your business. How many people we have here tonight, you lift up your hand and say, I'm a member of Holly Springs Baptist Church. Keep your hand up. Don't put it down. The only way God's going to come is that if all of you got your hands raised tonight, get on the same page.
That's all right.
If there's one of you here tonight not on the page, he ain't coming.
That's all right.
You listening to me? You got your hand up, you're not on the same page, you ought to get out.
That's all right.
Either get out or get on the same page. You listening to me? It's the only way he's going to come. It's the only way he's going to manifest his glory. Everybody got to be playing the same note. If you playing your little old note over here, he ain't coming.
That's all right. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
There's an agreeing approach. He says in Psalms 133, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. He said it was like the beard that Aaron had, that the oil ran down onto his garments. But this is what I like. It says here, God commanded his blessing and life forevermore. You want God to come down on Holly Springs? You want God to begin to save your young people and your grandchildren? You've got to get on the same page.
Amen. Why yes? Why yes? Why yes?
Sound the same note. There is an agreeing approach. He says in verse 19, not only there's agreeing, but he says that you agree on earth as touching anything to identify with fully. If God's going to come, you got to identify with this body fully. You can't be some Johnny come lately here. If your membership's here, you got to get on the page. You got to identify fully with this organization. You got to get in the skin of another tonight. He's not coming unless you do. God put the 120 in the upper room. He put them up there for 10 days. You reckon they got right with one another while they was up there? You better believe it. Because after 10 days, the Holy Ghost came. I'm talking about an agreeing approach. Came upon Pentecost. They were in one accord. But I noticed there was an asking approach. He says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, that you shall ask. All you got to do is ask. Everybody on the same note. Everybody's playing the same note. Get all you got to have. You see, you could do this at the house. You get the family together, all of you on the same page, get two or three of you together, you can bring heaven down to the earth. That's what he said. I'm just telling you what he said. Two or three gathered together. I was wondering tonight, what request, specific request, I know y'all been praying that God would bare his arm, that's nice, but what specific request have you made of God for this meeting? You want him to specifically do this. So you'll know this awful deep. I don't know if you can get it or not. You'll know when he does it. Because this is the specific thing that you have asked him for. Well, preacher, I can't think of nothing I've asked him for. Could you make yourself a little note? You ain't getting jack. You ain't asked him for nothing. You ain't getting nothing. It's like... going down to the Sears and Roebuck's catalog department and telling the fellow down there that you want to pick up your order. And he asks you, what's the four last numbers of your telephone number? You give them to him. He types them in. He says, sir, I ain't got no order for you. He said, I didn't place no order. I just come down here to pick it up. Some of you have come over here thinking you're going to pick up something, and you ain't made no order. You ain't picking up jack. You'll go away from here and say, well, it's about like other meetings. But if you specifically ask God for something, and he does it, I guarantee you, you'll not sit there and do this. I was thinking about this verse, specifically asking God for something. I believe it is this passage of Scripture as a young husband, as a young father, and as a young pastor, God taught me more about faith and Him supplying my needs from this passage of Scripture and any other passage of Scripture in all the Bible. I can remember as a young pastor with three boys, I had three jobs that I worked plus pastor. Had to get three minimum wage jobs so it'd make one good job. And we would often, almost every month, we would have more month than we had money. And so every morning, I would get the boys around the table, and I had a big manila envelope, and I would write the exact amount of money that we needed on that envelope. The cents and everything, 113.32, whatever it was, only. And we'd all lay our hands on it and agree. I have seen Him send the exact amount in the mailbox that we prayed for them. You say you're crazy. Don't pinch me and wake me up. Matter of fact, our oldest boy that's 47, when he is a teenager, he come in the driveway one day with his girlfriend. He stopped out there and got the mail. He got back in the car. He told her, he said, "Don't mess with that mailbox." He said, "My daddy lives out of it." Yeah. Are you listening to me tonight? Agreeing upon it. Two or three of you get together and agree on something and touch it, being on the same note. Can you imagine if this mighty ocean of Holly Springs got together and all of you agree on it? All hell would loosen up around here and let its captives go. We limit so much of what God wants to do simply because I got to play my note. I want to play my, I don't like their little note. I want to play my note. Holy Ghost ain't coming.
That's all right. Yes.
Read a story not long ago about an elderly couple. They had two doves that hung around out on their porch almost every day, their back porch. They got a little tiffed at one another one day, and they raised their voice at each other. And the two doves left. The old man told his wife, he said, "Honey, we're going to have to watch how we act if we want those doves to come back. Because those doves are not going to change for us. We're going to have to change for them. If you want the Holy Ghost to fall on Holly Springs, the Holy Ghost ain't going to play your note. You're going to have to play His note if you want Him to fall upon us." I'm talking about an approach of the gathering, the acceptance of the gathering. Could I mention this little thought tonight? The ability of the gathering. This gathering here tonight, if we were to all get on the same page, there is some mysterious things could happen here tonight. Mysterious things could happen here tonight. Strange things could happen here tonight. One of them being, he says in verse number 18, he says, "I would extend to you binding authority." He says in verse 18, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven." Was interested in that little word "bind" there. It is a petition or request that is a must. I must have this. I am desperate. God, I need you to do it now. Must have it now. I was thinking about the law first mentioned of this word "bound." It was when Abraham bound Isaac to the altar. Oh, if you're going to play that one note tonight, and God's going to give you, there is some of you sitting right here tonight. If your children, your grandchildren don't get saved, they're going to hell as good as where you sit. I tell you one thing, if I had kids tonight that was lost, I'd get desperate. I'd get two or three of you together. I'd go to touching it. We got to have it. Not tomorrow, not next week. We got to have it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Are you listening to me? Oh, there must be death to self. That was what Isaac did. He died to himself. You're going to have to die to your stinking self if you're going to play the same note and be in unity together. You can't play the same note if you don't die to self. I've told you this before. I'll tell it to you again. In the Gillum family, they talk a lot about getting your goat. When I get them all together at the beach, there's 24 of them. They're masters at getting you goat. Oh, they like to push your buttons, get a rile out of you. I'm bad about it. They tell me it's because I keep my goat in the front yard. They say it's easy to get, Daddy. So I don't know. Over the last few years, I moved a goat to the backyard. They're going around there and getting it now. Holy Ghost some time ago whispered to me, said, won't you kill the goat?
That's all right.
Ain't nobody want no dead goat. Are you interested in a dead goat tonight? Oh, no. Are you die to your stinking self tonight? God will come down on it. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm talking about binding ability. But I see in our text tonight in this ability of the gathering, not only is there a binding ability. Hey, you got anything at your house tonight, any situation your family is desperate? Amen. I tell you, before I left here tonight, I'd get a couple of more people with me. Maybe you'd whisper to them, say, would you agree with me on this situation? Let's go down here and lay this before God. We got to have an answer now. So not later, now. We need it bound now. But he said not only to give us binding ability, but he said he'd give us loosen ability. He says in verse 18, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. I was thinking about that little word loose, to break out, to dissolve, to put off, to tear away, to set free. You got anybody tonight in your family? They need to be set free. You've talked to them till you're blue in the face. I tell you what, you go to play in one note tonight. You get God in the middle of it tonight. He says, I can bring heaven's ability to set people free down to the earth and set them free. I was thinking about the law of first mention. First time it's ever mentioned in the scripture. The Old Testament priest put on his breastplate with the 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel. And it said it could not be loosed off of his chest. Oh, you get a burden on you tonight. You can't shake it. It's heavy upon you. You get two or three people together and agree for that burden. God, we got to see them set free tonight, not tomorrow. I'm talking about the ability of the gathering. I was thinking in closing tonight, the words of old Charles B. Jones, old black spiritual hymn writer. He says, as Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord, and instant with a courage bold, I stood upon his word. Old Satan said, my Lord was gone, and would not hear my prayer. But praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ is the Lord is here. I would not be denied, I would not be denied, till Jesus came and made me whole. I will not be denied. I tell you, if you get on the same page with two or three and gather yourself together, as touching anything, get in the skin of another tonight. Get desperate. Get a heavy burden upon you tonight. God says, I'll bring binding power to the earth. I'll bring loosening power to the earth. I don't know about you. I'm interested in it, aren't you? I love what the old hymn writer said years ago. He said, rise up, old church. God hath done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O people of God. The church for you doth wait, her strength unequal to her task. Rise up and make her great. Lift high the cross of Christ. Tread where his feet have trod as children of the Son of God. Rise up, O church of God. Could I tweak the hymn writer tonight? Rise up, O Holly Springs. God has done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O Holly Springs. The church for you doth wait, her strength unequal to her task. Rise up and make her great. Lift high the cross of Christ. Tread where his feet have trod as children of the Son of God. Rise up, O Holly Springs. Oh, would you be interested tonight in God binding some things in your family? Would you be interested in God loosening some things in your family? Would you stand tonight? Our heads are bowed. Preacher, don't mind. We'll not sing. We'll not play you no notes tonight. I wonder tonight if God's got some things in your situation you need to bind up, you need to loose. Maybe you get you two or three tonight. Maybe your little family tonight, y'all get together. God, we got to have this bound up tonight. God, we got to have this not next week, not next month, not next year. We got to need it. We need it loosed now. Maybe you're here at Holly Springs. You've been drifting. You hadn't been unified with the body. You hadn't been playing. You've been playing your own note. Maybe you want to get in this altar, root you out of place tonight and tell God, I'm so sorry. Amen. Being foolish enough to play my own note. If you want God to come. While we wait tonight, altar's open. You need to come. You got anything needs to be loosed? You got anything needs to be bound? All tonight, come in his name. He said, I am a show up. I tell you, if I am shows up, he prances by here with the goodness of God, business will pick up. Business will pick up. Maybe you've been ignoring the goodness of God passing by, young person. You've been seeing the goodness of God passing by you constantly. You're not even acknowledging it. This will be a good night to come and acknowledge it.
You may or may not have already been to the altar tonight. Before you leave here tonight, you may need to find someone. Say, I'll be the one. I'll be one. Will you be two? I'll be the one. Will you be the two? I will say to you as your pastor, I will be the one. But I need you to be the two. I can't play the piano. But I do know what the middle center chord is on this keyboard. It's middle C. Middle C. It's Christ. It's Christ. It's Christ. And Christ alone. Everything outside of middle C will be but racket, will be but noise. Middle C's got to be in there somewhere, amen. I pray that in these days, he would be in our midst. He'll bear his arm only to those that are walking in agreement, only to those that are gathering in agreement, amen. He'll be in the midst only when he is given preeminence. What truth we have heard this day. I can't play. I don't know notes. But I know this. It's not this. Not this. Not this. And God can tune you just right. Where you know what middle C is. Anything not middle C. And if 1,000 of us are tuned to the same pitchfork, we're all in tune. 1,000 pianists tuned to the same pitchfork are all in tune. May it be so. May it be so. Will you be one? Will you be the two? I challenge you for this time tomorrow night. Find somebody. Gather together somewhere. Amen. And agree. And ask God to be in our midst. And to bear his holy arm. Amen. Father, thank you. It seems so inadequate. But till we get something else, we'll say thank you. For your goodness, for speaking to our hearts and lives. Lord, I thank you for hearts and homes gathered around this altar this night. Lord, many of them, I know what they were praying about. Many of them, I know, are heartbroken. Many of them are facing things, God, that are beyond me, oh God. But they're not beyond you, oh Lord. So I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory for what you're doing in our midst. And we say hallelujah for it and thank you for it. In your holy righteous name we pray. Amen and amen. You're at liberty if you've minded the Lord this good day. Be sure to speak to the man of God. See you tomorrow night. Amen.